I can't believe how much of a tease you are. I don't even know how all of this started in the first place. Our conversations were literally normal. They weren't even sexual, and somehow we got to this point. And you frustrate me, and you know what to say, and you know how to get under my skin. You know the right words to text me while I'm at work, nonetheless, and I'm trying to concentrate, and my phone is just going off. It's just vibrating, and I can't check my messages. Not only that, you kept me up all last night. I'm so fucking mad at you. You kept me up until 2 a.m. just to bluster me, and you know what it does to me. It just makes me so mad, and I hate you for it. You're the one that's supposed to be not in control. I'm the one that's supposed to be in control, not you. How did we even get to this point? I don't even know. And it fucks me up. Like, I'm just going back and reading these texts. Like this one. You gotta admit, you're really sexy when you're frustrated. No shit. You shouldn't be embarrassed. It's cute. And all the noises you made were really sweet, too. Uh-huh. It is really hard for you to admit that I got you all hot and bothered. Yeah, you did. You sure fucking did. And I hate you. My God. If I were to go to your work, grab you by the neck, pin you down, and spread your legs, ready to pound your pussy, you wouldn't like that even a little bit? Yeah, you sent that to me while I'm at work. You wanted to talk to me so badly, now you can't admit you want to be fucked. I mean, is this not what you wanted from me? To be the one to put a baby in you? To dom you and make you feel helpless and needy? What the hell? And when you get off work, you're finally going to admit you want to fuck. Well, no shit. Obviously, because you kept me up all night. I didn't go to bed until 2 a.m. because of our little chats that we've been having. And you riled me up so bad last night. I couldn't help myself. My pussy was throbbing. My clit, oh my God, my clit was just so swollen. You did that to me. I had to take care of myself last night because you did that. And then while I was at work, all those naughty, raunchy little text messages you sent, you made me clench my thighs because of that ache in between my legs. My pussy was just so hot. It was on fire, literally. I couldn't take care of myself. That ache was getting worse by the day. It's just as the day went on, I just could not. I couldn't even take care of myself at work. My thighs were twitching. My pussy was just soaking wet. I had to go check myself on break. I had to reach down in between my legs and feel how hard my clit was. And you did that to me. And I told you what you did. And then you kept going at it. You were relentless, and you sent all those fucked up text messages to me, knowing that I got flustered. And now that I'm home after work, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know how I lost control of the situation. Like I said, I'm the one that's supposed to be in control, not you. Yet here we are. And you like it when I tell you that I have to take care of myself. You like it when I tell you about how I have to spread my little pussy lips and feel how slick they are with my juices. And I just rub myself thinking about you. Thinking about how hard I got you last night in our little chats. Just thinking about that hard cock teasing my wet slit. And then you slowly slide into me, filling my walls, stretch around that thick cock, just sliding in and out of me. God, that made me so wet just thinking about it. I have to go take care of myself. I can't do this right now. I'm gonna get you back for this. You're such a fucking tease. I can't believe you. I said I was gonna be a good girl and not talk like this and have these kind of thoughts and just go on about my day so I can focus and not be so frustrated. I always tell myself I'm a good girl, but you always seem to bring out the naughty and the bad in me. I don't even know where it comes from. And you push my buttons and I don't even know how you figured all this shit out about me. And we haven't been talking for long, but I'm gonna get you back for this. You wait. You're gonna see how it feels to be at work with your dick all hard and you can't take care of yourself. I'm gonna find a way. I am. I'm gonna frustrate you like you frustrated me. Don't worry about it. You'll see what I have in store for you.